Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scott Jacobs Podcast. This is Scott Jacobs, your host. I was just wanting to play something for y'all and let y'all hear this. It's very touching. Just listen.
We have gone through these weeks, and we've been told that if you go out from your house arrest, you're horrible. And then, overnight, thousands of people are shoulder to shoulder in protests, and suddenly it's not such a big deal anymore. And when you see the connections and what the common denominators of all this are, you see why this, on the face of it, ridiculous contradiction actually makes sense. The common denominator of everything that happens in the world is, does it serve the agenda or does it not serve the agenda? If it serves the agenda, it is supported, it is not banned, it is not suppressed, it is promoted in the media, and it is allowed to happen, indeed encouraged to happen. If it does not promote or support the agenda, indeed challenges it, then it's not supported, it's suppressed, it's silenced. So, the agenda is served by people acquiescing to house arrest. It is not served by people protesting against that. And so, that is suppressed, etc. But the foundation of the few controlling the many, at any time in human history, it's a fundamental foundation of everything. You must divide and rule the many. So it serves the agenda of divide and rule to have people under house arrest and everyone kept apart. It serves them with social distancing where everyone is kept apart, divide. It serves them to have people wearing masks, which means that human discourse and interaction is destroyed. Social distancing, masks, house arrest must happen. But hold on a second. It also serves the agenda of divide and rule to have massive racial division. What has happened since, well, almost out of nowhere, since these protests and riots began? It has driven people apart. It is a dividing society. Now that serves the agenda. And so social distancing, masks, house arrest is followed by no social distancing in the riots and the protests. But because both serve the agenda of divide, you have this apparent contradiction of social distancing imposed and then social distancing completely ignored. It's not a problem. But there's a common denominator between the two. They both serve the agenda of dividing and ruling the population. And this was captured so perfectly in one of the most ludicrous documents I've ever seen. And it was in the last week when about 1,000 doctors and medical people and others signed a letter when the protests and the riots began. And they said, these protests, brackets, including riots, should not be stopped because of the danger of the infectious nature of COVID-19, because it's more important that these protests take place and be allowed to take place than what they claim is an infectious disease. And in this same letter, they said, but this does not mean there should be a permissive attitude and acceptance of other protests, particularly, it said, press against stay-at-home orders. If you protest against this, I'll leave you alone. But if you protest against that, I'm coming for you.
For a while, we both struggled with low credit scores. Then I heard about Self. It's a new way to build credit that doesn't...
That was interesting, wasn't it, guys? A little bit. I get into weird little videos like that. I like to watch. Sometimes you learn something, sometimes it's complete hoax. Yeah. Let's do some global news. News live around the world from Israel.
Good evening. Welcome to Israeli News Live. This is Yana Ben-Nun, and I have with me today, again, Deborah Tavares. She's a researcher, activist, and war correspondent. Welcome, Deborah, to our studio.
Well, Yana, thank you so much for inviting me back today, because we certainly want to share with everyone that is listening the global, worldwide reset that is occurring right now. We'll discuss what that is. And the reset into a lockdown, a permanent lockdown for everyone worldwide.
Okay, let us start with current events. We're going to talk about global reset today, and we're going to talk a little bit about schools. So let's start with current events.
Yes, well, let's do, because this is so important to understand how we're hearing continuously that as countries are opening up against the COVID restrictions, that now they're having new outbreaks. And we know that they are now citing a new outbreak in China, and how Beijing has expanded the lockdowns, and they're rounding up residents right now. This is a wartime mode of roundups, and we will be experiencing similar types of literally being tracked and monitored and rounded up and put into quarantine and in and out of isolation, back into quarantine. And we're going to talk about...
I'm glad she said that, because I want to put a pointer out there. You know, did you know behind your back, Google downloaded a program on your phone that is called the COVID-19 Tracker? You can go into your settings. I found it on my iPhone. I have the iPhone 11 Pro. You know, if it's on that, it's on all everyone's. So, back to the show.
One of the Rockefeller Foundation documents in a little bit of detail, and I'm going to hustle through some of, again, the current events. They go on to say that the Fed chair warns of significant uncertainty around the recovery. Now, I am here to tell you there is absolutely no uncertainty about the lack of recovery that was designed. This is a designed fall from power and a designed equalization of not having any have-nots or haves in this world, according to sustainable development, social justice, and equalizing for all. And I found this was interesting as well. The House is to vote on whether to make D.C., Washington, D.C., the 51st state. I thought that was of interest. Also, they're saying now that flushing toilets spreads the coronavirus. So I would recommend that everybody get a porta potty and keep it in your car, because we're finding that gas stations and other locations where we were able to go before and use their restrooms, they're not allowing us to use their restrooms.
You know, I noticed now, that because we are traveling, Deborah, and we went to a certain restaurant wanting to use a bathroom, and they were closed and they wouldn't allow us to use the bathroom, and I was just puzzled over this. As
well,
far as the bathroom was closed.
The coronavirus and the spread of water continues to further the coronavirus, and very soon we're going to have to be wearing some type of goggles over our eyes, because they're going to be telling us that that is an area of where COVID can infect us. So we are being muzzled and blinded by the contraptions through a plandemic, and make no mistake about it. This is a plan. It had consequences of many of you recognize that, but in all the school books that your children have learned about fossil fuels, and in all of the documents worldwide, including the climate action plans out of Paris, everything is a fossil fuel, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But what's most important to understand how they got away with the degree of corporatization that has caused enslavement and has now promoted genocide policies is because the success of their private corporations has always relied upon the ability of the corporate controllers, identified as the chiefs of staff, politicians, bankers, judges, priests, and lawyers, to convince teachers, policemen, soldiers, and the general public, that means all of us, of its authority and authenticity. And its secrets have been concealed by the private corporations. And this is what we face. We have been taken a very long time ago, even before 1933. But I will not continue discussing that right now, on how we have been indoctrinated through expert programming and conditioning and prejudice, and even through patriotism. So I always recommend reading Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I also recommend reading Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper, STAMPER, to understand your reality, because it is not illusion or delusion that is going to determine what your future will be. It is reality. And we are living in a world that has been created out of an illusion for all of us, sadly. So, you mentioned, too, you wanted me to say something about the schools.
How to unschool children, the CIA and their weapons that they embedded in air conditionings inside of schools. If you can talk a little bit about that.
CIA?
Many parents nationwide and worldwide were fighting against the intrusion of the Common Core curriculum.
You know, the biggest criminal in America is our government. They do the most crimes, and they lock us up for every little crime we commit. You know, a little drug charge or something, they lock us up for it. But they're out here doing worse crimes than that, and they get away with it every day, boys and girls. How do you feel sitting on your ass and letting our government get away with shit? I'm sorry, it just got to me.
We're going to their local representatives and their school boards without realizing that it's an entire corporation, either individual corporations, serving the controllers, which are the overlords, our overlords. So we have been asking for help and assistance by going to the perpetrators themselves. And rather than taking responsibility and not allowing our children to be misinformed and indoctrinated, and now we have a danger of indoctrinated children, a new crop of children that have graduated, have no jobs, and are on lockdown. And so now they are protesting as directed. This is all scenario planned protesting, and it's trending. And they are so indoctrinated and mind controlled, and becoming further mind controlled by all of the wireless technology that all of us, not of course many I know, have engaged with in their homes, including cell phones, smart meters on the homes, all the wireless devices that people have. All of that is mind control. And I would recommend, first and foremost, that you terminate, you hardwire as best you can, all of your wireless electronics, and certainly turn off your Wi-Fi. I will tell you, hardwiring internet does not slow down your internet. And besides, they're going to be taking down communication through wireless, as it is anyway in many locations worldwide. We're going to have exceedingly more difficulty in connecting. That is also part of the plan. But getting back to the schools and the takedown of the American American public school system in teachers. When I first heard this and was talking to the person who wrote an article about this, I was stunned. I didn't know what to say, and I certainly for a moment had a hard time believing it. But there was a white paper investigative report of what happened when the American intel turned against mainstream America and deployed a covertly waged war against public school systems by invading the systems. They hijacked it, and they asset-stripped the school systems. And the report was about an investigation of the takedown of the wealthy public school systems within the United States. And it was a carefully crafted covert intel plan to take down every single American public school system, step by step. And in talking to some of the surviving teachers that were set upon by CIA, looking to be custodians by night and putting in weapons in the air conditioning ducts in the schools, as well as spraying other compounds on some of the teachers' desks. Many of the teachers were taken out when the teachers were identified as being against the Common Core curriculum. And then this is just another way too, and I just came across this. British schools are removing analog clocks from the classrooms because kids can't read analog clocks anymore. They're not teaching our children even cursive, so children cannot read longhand and look at some of the documents that would have otherwise been important for them to look at. But again, we have to understand that past presidents visited a school, and they were setting up microwaves in the lights and directly targeting teachers from the lights. And there is so much death and destruction. I was unaware also that Dick's, which is a sporting goods store, it has been said that it was a CIA front and ended up now opposing the AR assault weapons when AR is not an assault weapon. So you have to understand what they're talking about with AR. They're not assault weapons. They're just rifles. Again, the various meetings over the school attacks with lawyers, etc., in their offices, in the teachers' offices, again, using light bulbs for mind control, and offering Coke and soda at various meetings with the lawyers, because Coke and soda, many of you realize, has Cinemix in it, Cinomyx, which is aborted human fetal tissue. And you can look that up. There was a religious rights group that sued the creator of Cinemix. And if you type that in the search bar on stopthecrime.net, again, Cinemix, Cinomyx, you will see the list of corporate foods that this aborted tissue, human tissue, was put in. Now, again, remembering that our vaccinations have diploid, many people don't look at the inserts in the vaccination material, but diploid is also human tissue, and they use monkey tissue and many other types of toxins and poisons in the vaccines alone. But I was stunned when I found out the degree of the assault on our teachers and how they identified good teachers that were very upset about the curriculum and how now they've psyoped the education system as it is. So the recommendation for many people in our network is do not send your children to school, to school. Look at what John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O, had been talking about for years and years. He was noted as one of the signature teachers in New York. Again, John Taylor Gatto. government. The government is our parent. And so it's important to understand the level of disdain for all of us that has now befallen all of us. So I wanted to now go into some of the plans and the intention. The intention is to create a pandemic, which they are. They're saying life with COVID. We will never stop having the problems and the scare tactics of COVID, because what is so, so important to understand is how COVID is being used for climate change. And what I mean by that is, for many years, we've been talking about the climate action plans that all of your cities and counties and states have adopted. And what we're seeing now is the climate action plans being put into place now, where they weren't able to do this before COVID. So COVID has created an absolutely ideal opportunity to increase frequencies of radiation in our schools while most people are hiding at home. We are seeing 5G cells being deployed in the schools. But what we're also seeing here in Northern California, where I am, I'm about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, is we're now hearing that the Hispanic community, and they also refer to it as Latinx, meaning the younger Hispanics, that they are now the greatest vector for COVID. Now, COVID does not exist as a disease that spreads. So I hope that all of you know that by now. I have some videos up on StopTheCrime.net on the video YouTube channel that will explain that in greater detail. And we will be posting another one here shortly. So I, again, urge you.
And she goes on and on. I'm going to try to finish this video another day when I got more time, because I got work in the morning, so I'm going to have to cut it short. 30 minutes is my limit. So, have a good night. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Google, Apple, Spotify, Breaker, and you can find my Facebook page, where I'll be posting my show on Facebook every day. Thank you, guys.